This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are now two almost full working days into the president's big climate change plan that he announced yesterday, which means energy analysts and utility companies and their lawyers are still digging through the several hundred pages of the plan. The stated goal of the Clean Power Plan, as it's called, is to cut carbon pollution from power plants by 30%, 30%, over the next 15 years. There's a whole menu of ways the states can do that. But with all the emphasis being placed on renewables, like wind and solar, is there still room for natural gas in a low-carbon world? Marketplace's Gigi Duban has that story.
In the carbon emissions game, natural gas beats coal-fired power plants. Jeremy Simons, Associate Vice President at the Environmental Defense Fund, says, but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Not as good as the tremendous opportunity that's untapped for clean energy and for energy efficiency in every state of the country.
Simon says the expectation is that companies will opt for more renewable energy sources like solar and wind power. But those targets might be tough to meet in some states, says Ken Medlock. He's senior director of the Center for Energy Studies at Rice University.
Difficulty meeting a solar target is going to come in a place like Washington State.
That's because Washington doesn't have a lot of what energy people call peak watt hours, where the sun is shining at its max, enough to generate power. He says states can bundle and meet targets as a group. Still, he says as long as natural gas stays relatively cheap, states will use it, especially ones that rely heavily on coal for electricity now. Going from coal to all renewables, probably not going to happen, he says.
You're going to replace some of it with natural gas, too. So there's going to be an increase in demand there.
Dan Witten is spokesman for America's Natural Gas Alliance. He's not worried at all about the future of natural gas.
You know, the White House has advanced some rhetoric and some messaging that pits renewables against natural gas, and we feel like that's very unfortunate. It's a false narrative.
He says natural gas doesn't need incentives as part of this rule. It's still, he says, a game changer. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.